and he goes into the bark like that.
Woodpecker.
You ever hear peckerwood?
Peckerwood, yeah.
Do white people say peckerwood?
No, they say woodpecker down here, woodpecker.
Mm-hmm. Colored folks say...
I've heard colored people, I think, say peckerwood.
Mm-hmm.
But a few white people say peckerwood. All adds up to the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And how about the insect that jumps on the grass?
Crickets?
And call them also a what?
Hopping?
Hoppergrass?
Grasshoppers, grasshoppers.
Grasshopper?
I haven't heard them going hoppergrass.
White people, yeah, as well as colored people say hoppergrass.
Hoppergrass, I've heard them call that.
By white people?
A few.
Uh-huh.
You know, the white person, he's not attained in a degree of culture, you know. His language is mostly on about a level with the colored people.
Mm-hmm.
They like to use the same words, did you know that? Yeah, that's pretty true down here.
Mm-hmm. You say if a car skidded and he goes like this down the highway, you say that might be cattywampus?
Cattywampus, or slithering?
Slithering, uh-huh. This away, that away, every which way.
Yeah. Meandering.
Meandering. And an old dilapidated house where evil spirits might live.
Haunted? They used to say haunted. Haunted?
Used to say haunted, but they don't anymore, huh?
No, they say... That house got ghosties in it.
Ghosties?
Ghosties.
Uh-huh.
That house got ghosties in it.
And you say haunts or haunts?
Haunts.
And if you ever hear
a black... educated person would say haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Average person would say haunted.
And something like a black cat, what do you call that? Did you ever hear that called a Joner or a Jinx?
Jinx? Joner of Larry?
Jinx, yeah, might sound better.
Yeah, they put, I think you cut that cat closer to his night, I think you put the jinx on
you. Uh-huh.
That luck, sure enough.
Do people ever think of, that other people bring them bad luck? Do they call them Jonas, Jinx?
There are some people believe
voodoo.
That.
Voodoo?
Yes. Saying they're voodoo artists in the land, you know, and then practice witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of voodooism. Spiritism, all that sort of thing.
And what do you call a child whose father and mother aren't married?
Well, the common name around here is bastard.
Uh-huh.
They tone it down at the end of time, call them illegitimate.
Uh-huh. You ever hear them call a love child?
What?
Love child, wood colt, Sunday baby.
Oh, wild jackasses.
Uh-huh.
Wood colt.
All right. Uh-huh. And, what do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be ready for burial?
Undertaker parlor?
Okay, and what do you put the corpse in?
Well, there's a coffin, a casket, mausoleum.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a coffin and a casket?
Well, I think this casket is just a souped up arrangement. They used to make coffins out of common pine timber around here when,
mm-hmm,
I was a kid.
I see.
And they didn't bother no undertaker. They'd have a big... The women would sit up all night long and drape it, you know, and men sit up all night long with the tubes and break out their lumber and tubes and have a... And by the morning they'd have it all ready and all draped and put them in. Go and bury them. Coffin, casket.
Mm-hmm. Where would you bury it in those days? What was a burial ground known as?
The burial ground?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had them here and there, never heard about it all over the country.
They call it graveyard or
cemetery? Graveyard, cemeteries, burial ground.
Uh-huh.